Good morning. Let's start with item number one. Madam Clerk.
From the Director of Economic Development, DTPW, requesting the release of a deed restriction and licensing agreement on a parcel known as Area 10, located near Miller Park. There is a presentation by Rocky Marcou, Commissioner, Department of City Development.
Madam Chair, I just want to say a few words before Commissioner Marcou gives a presentation. We also have had to start with this opinion this morning to talk about this morning and the project. This particular item is basically asking the community for authority to release the restriction of function that is currently adjacent to this money and then transfer that project to transfer that deed restriction to a parcel known as the Outlook site. And agreement that the city has facilitated the state basically swaps and allows us to deed restriction and transfer deed restriction. So basically, my recommendation is based on the three key aspects of this deal that we have to
One is the opportunity to support P&H Mining and its expansion plans. P&H Mining is one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, or I'm sorry, in the Milwaukee area. P&H Mining, their products are recognized around the world. They are a leader in the mining industry, and they need parking to expand. And I think this is a critical economic development project that will provide significant value for the residents of the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, and the region as a whole. Second is the land transfer agreement that was facilitated, or I should say, by the city of Milwaukee with the state of Wisconsin. That agreement, which is interesting because it involves seven different parties, four different governments, it's amazing that the city was even able to put this deal together. What this deal does, one, it provides a framework for the land swap, but also what it does, it recognizes the county's interest in having the land revert back to the county when it will not be used for, as it is, brewer operations. So what we're doing is transferring that deed to a different parcel based on the covenants in that land transfer agreement. The final point that I want to make is that this deal, this transaction, preserves the county's interest. The county is interested in preserving its deed restriction, its comparable reversionary interest in the land. So in getting the new parcel, our interest in that parcel will be preserved or retained. And so for those reasons, I'm just recommending that we move forward with this particular item. Without further ado, Rocky is going to go through his presentation. And if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Mr. Marcou, good morning.
Good morning, Supervisor DeBruin. I should say Chairperson DeBruin, as well as all the members of the Economic Development Committee. It's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to begin to follow up on Damon's remarks, certainly, but I'd like to give you a brief idea of what's been going on in the Menominee Valley, because you're going to see some of the newer pieces of the valley. But P&H Mining has been a long-time operator in the valley. I think most of us would know them by Harnischweger. And they go by P&H Crane, which is actually a division of Joy Global, which employs over 1,200 people just in Milwaukee, and that's not their global operations. And I'll let Patrick talk a little bit more about that in a bit. So we'll go from the lakefront to the valley, and I think you're all familiar with the story of the valley. It's a great success story, one of the larger brownfields in the state of Wisconsin, and I think collectively as a community we've been able to come together around a strategy that has saved the valley has really reborn, in many respects, has given it a second life. You may recall that the valley was formed in the late 1800s when we ran out of water, waterside of land on the river system. We had pretty much filled up all three of the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnickinnick rivers close in. And so this whole valley was created, and the Menominee today lies in a straightened path. This is not the natural path or footprint of the Menominee River. This is a straightened Menominee River. A canal was added, the Lapham Canal and Burnham Canal. There are two canals. A host of railroads were brought in to service this. All of this was done on essentially filled land. So the valley has a significant history in our manufacturing heritage. At one time, 50,000 Milwaukeeans called this their place of employment. And as we know, in the 70s and 80s, a great deal of displacement occurred, not only just manufacturing jobs that shifted out of the local economy, but also a significant number of wet industry jobs tied to tanneries and some of the old traditional Milwaukee pursuits, larger meatpacking operations, although Cargill still maintains a strong presence down in the valley today. But we had to transition that economy. I think we began as a community looking at how would we better serve the valley from a transportation standpoint. That began with the replacement of the 6th Street Viaduct with what we now know as the 6th Street Bridges. The bridges, because one of the bridge, in this case, this particular bridge to the north, allows us to transit over the Menominee River. The bridge to the south allows us to transit over the canal. The city worked with Harley-Davidson and others, and the county as well, obviously, because the county is a part of any tax incremental financing district that the city puts forward as one of the local taxing agencies. So I think the county can take a share of the pride that comes with what these results have yielded for our citizens. This $85 million facility was built on land that was cleared by the city to accommodate Harley's this beautiful footprint. We moved what was the Tracer Yards to the north side of Milwaukee on what was formerly the A.O. Smith site, a portion of the A.O. Smith site, prior to the city's acquisition of the balance of that site. And you can see here from the picture just a stunning river walk. The Potawatomi have created a very successful operation about the midpoint of the valley. The city and state put together a huge building program to rebuild Canal Street, and of course all of us share in the pride of Miller Park, and particularly now with the Brewers sweeping the Cardinals this weekend, what a successful season that they're having, as well as hopefully a postseason. And I think everybody's in a better mood when the Brewers are winning. So just to the east of the valley, of the Miller Park, is the Menominee Valley Industrial Center. And for those that are not familiar with this site is about 160 acres that was taken by eminent domain by the city of Milwaukee from the CMC Corporation in order to effect a manufacturing plant. We then moved 600,000 cubic yards of dirt from the Market Interchange rebuild into the valley and compacted it there in order to raise this entire footprint 6 feet to make it out of the floodplain of the Menominee River and therefore to make it developable. We have been selling land in the Menominee Valley Industrial Center since about 2004. Our first tenant was Palermo Villa, or I should say our first owner was Palermo Villa, followed by other manufacturers. The infrastructure you see in the middle of the valley, where I'm showing the cursor now, is about a 65-acre stormwater management park. All of the buildings that are built in the Menominee Valley Industrial Center, as well as all of the roads, all that stormwater drains into this park. So not one liter of water goes to Jones Island for treatment. As you know, that's significant because this is in the combined sewer area of Milwaukee. And if we're going to have additional development, which is very important to drive the tax base, we also have to figure out a plan to keep as much water out of the Jones Island facility as possible so we don't end up with sewage outflows into Lake Michigan or into the river system. So we're very pleased as how this has progressed over time. It has proven itself time and again in terms of its ability to manage the rainfalls that have occurred since its inception. And we're very pleased to note that it's also been called out by the Sierra Club as one of the 10 best stormwater management facilities in the United States. So it adds to the success story in the valley. If you look at some of the companies that are in the valley, Badger Railing on the top slide on the left, on the right is Calefi, which is a hydronics firm that also is going into solar. It's an Italian firm whose this is its North American headquarters. On the left slide in the middle is the Dersey Company, which makes displays, high-end displays all over the United States as well as in Europe and other parts of the world for trade shows. Taylor Dynamometer on the right-hand side and Charter Wire on the bottom slide. Palermo's Villa opened up in 2005, and the Feluca family, this is a Milwaukee family that started a pizza operation on the south side, grew to about three smaller buildings that they had cobbled together, and in 2004 approached us about moving into the valley. We sold them a significant piece of land to put up this factory. They now are in the process of putting up a second factory or an addition to that, over 100,000 square foot addition. And this picture, these pictures depict that addition that is nearing completion in the Menominee Valley today across Canal Street. This is Ingatine, the firm that we recruited through the Milwaukee 7 Regional Development Partnership. We were very successful in bringing three Spanish firms here to the Milwaukee area through our collaboration with M7. And this particular firm, we went to Spain to lobby for, and we were successful against 84 different sites in the United States. One of the reasons was because the Valley sustainability piece, but more importantly, the number of manufacturing jobs in southeastern Wisconsin, particularly those in electric motors. And this is a company that makes generator sets that go into wind turbines. They also make converters that convert that generated electricity into something usable to the grid. That's also applicable in solar applications. This company's products are in 12% of the world's wind turbines. So you won't know them as an original equipment manufacturer per se, but their product is in a lot of OEM's products. And this is a growth sector for this company, and we're very pleased to have them. This factory is nearing completion. I took this picture the other morning. It's a stunning building. It's 134,000 square feet. When it opens later this fall, it'll ramp up to about 285 employees, growing hopefully over time to about 500 at this location. And we believe another 1,500 jobs will come in through the supply chain. And that supply chain is largely situated in the greater Milwaukee area within the M7 region. So you can make that case as well for many of the other companies that we brought into the Valley and elsewhere, that multiplier is very significant because of the additional jobs. Some other pieces in the Valley success story. The top left is a shed, essentially, that has award-winning design associated with it from WWM's participation in our endeavors in the Valley. This is where stewardship crews participate every weekend. You'll see folks usually in their company's logo shirts, excuse me, that will be picking up trash or doing maintenance within the stormwater park. And the tools for that endeavor are stored in this shed. Menominee Valley Partners, which is the public-private partnership that has assisted the city in moving the valley forward, is the steward of those programs. On the top right is Stormwater Park, after one of the major rainfalls that we've had in the last 5 years. And as I said, it worked flawlessly. The Metropolitan Milwaukee Sewage District on the bottom left facilitated a naturalization of the river channel, and were, as they've done in other cases in Milwaukee County, this has been very successful. This particular area adjacent to this overlook, which is not far from Miller Park, was rated by Field and Stream as one of the top 10 fly fishing locations in the United States 2 years ago. So the Valley has really come into its own in terms of an environmental showcase as well as its core function, which is to provide jobs for Milwaukee citizens. We also are pleased to have been working hand in glove with the state of Wisconsin, particularly the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Transportation. The Hank Aaron Trail now extends from Lakeshore State Park all the way through the Menominee Valley, and then now goes west past the VA grounds, approaching, or I think it's already into, or close to Waukesha County. All that very, very successful because you can pick up a number of the other trails from intersections with the Hank Aaron State Trail. This is another piece of the success story as well. It's about bringing people into the neighborhood. Supervisor West's constituents on the near south side have an opportunity now to be able to walk into the Menominee Valley from what's called the Menominee Valley Passage. This is a footbridge that was placed over the Menominee River. If there was a challenge in the valley. From a logistics standpoint, it was not getting goods and services in because it has ready access to the freeway system, but it was difficult in getting folks in terms of workers without having to have, you know, you'd have to have cars. So in order to promote that, obviously the Hank Aaron Trail is huge in that regard for bicyclists. And this connects to the Hank Aaron Trail. So this allows the Hank Aaron Trail to cross the river at this point. On the what would be the northern bank, which would be the bottom left, is right across is Dursey Sign, if you're looking for where this is located. And then on the southern portion, southern bank of the Menominee River, this would be by where the Urban Ecology Center is going to be their new location on, I should say, their third location. As you know, they have their core location at Riverside Park and a new location that they've been operating for a number of years at Washington Park. And now they're leaving the Olmsted Parks and they're going into the park we created here in the valley. And we're looking forward to working with them and the Menominee Valley partners in raising the amount of money that's going to be necessary to not only redo an older building that they're going to use as their headquarters, which is adjacent to the southern embankment of the river, but also to build two additional bridges that will cross the Menominee, as well as recapture the airline yards as a viable park space. This park is owned by the Redevelopment Authority of the City of Milwaukee, as is the industrial portion of it. On the top left is one of the old streetcar waiting stations, which were salvaged a number of years ago, and that's been restored and put on the Hank Aaron Trail. But you can see here a number of bicyclists moving in. On the left, a couple of years ago, we gathered a couple of our closest friends for a family shot in the valley. We're down to about 12 acres left in the Menominee Valley Industrial Center, but we do have other opportunities in the valley. We probably have another 150 to 200 acres right now that are either directly owned by the City of Milwaukee that could be converted to different uses or that are vacant or that we have development agreements on with significant owners within the valley to work forward collaboratively to develop this land for manufacturing. And on the bottom right, is obviously the Canadian geese. This is a home for everybody in the valley, I like to say. Now I'd like to go into the task at hand and discuss the land transaction. At the top, and we're gonna revisit this slide. We'll put this slide up as the last slide as well. But to start the conversation and to segue into the P&H portion, I want to point out the waterworks parcel, which, as you can see, is located in a very significant location vis-a-vis proximity to Miller Park. Area 10 is the area directly to the west of the P&H mining facility. Now, P&H essentially is most all of this area here that the cursor is drawing a square around, or a rectangle, as well as some portions here. This is the Menominee River, and all of this land is controlled by the state of Wisconsin, as is Area 10. And the county, Milwaukee County, has deed-restricted covenants on that land that, as Damon Dorsey spoke to earlier, in the event that Miller Park would cease to exist or the Brewers organization would cease to exist, God forbid, but if that were to happen, these lands would revert back to Milwaukee County. And the reason for that is because when County Stadium was originally put together and then subsequently the agreements that were put together to form the stadium district, Milwaukee County was the provider of a good portion of that land. And you might recall even earlier than that, Milwaukee County got the land from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This was originally all of this land, was almost all of it, was part of this installation here, which is, as we know, the VA Center at Wood, Wisconsin. Now, it's said it's named at Wood, Wisconsin. It's actually geographically entirely within the city of Milwaukee. So that's the history on how all of this came to be. What we've proposed is taking the one parcel that the state does not own and does not have a county deed restriction or a stadium interest, which is the waterworks parcel, and to trade that essentially for the Area 10 parcel. We would trade the state of Wisconsin for those rights, and we would trade Milwaukee County for those rights. We'll go into a little bit more into the county transaction later. The reason we can take this land, and because it's free and clear, is because it is operated by and was operated by, and it's owned by the Milwaukee Water Works, which, as you know, is a public utility governed by the PSC, and all of its assets accrue to the utility. So there is a $300,000 payment that P&H Mining will be making, but it will not be made to the city of Milwaukee, to Milwaukee County, or to the state of Wisconsin. It will be made to the Milwaukee Water Works because this land is a Milwaukee Water Works asset. You see it in this picture, and I apologize that I don't have a more recent picture, but you see it here with the tanks, and you probably remember those tanks. They're not there anymore. They were decommissioned in 2009, and they were removed from the site. So the site currently is just grass and is free and clear of any and all encumbrances. So when this was decommissioned by the waterworks, as Damon indicated, this is a fairly complicated transaction because of the number of parties that were involved. But at the end of the day, it's really a simple transaction because it involves governments such as the state, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Milwaukee County, the City of Milwaukee, all of us working together to help a local manufacturer get what it needs in order to continue to increase its production, and as Patrick will indicate, he'll talk about the growing employment opportunities at P&H Crane. It also helps the Milwaukee Brewers Club as a business group, obviously, which is significant to the community. We'll probably have 3 million people that will visit this area this year alone, and that's very significant. So the simplicity of it was that we would divest ourselves of the city-owned parcel that the waterworks had here, and we would trade Area 10 for this parcel. We would then accept a payment from P&H Mining that would be a conduit through the City of Milwaukee to the Milwaukee Water Works, as I said, to the public utility, not to the city's general fund. And then we would request from all the parties, including Milwaukee County, that the deed restrictions that everyone currently enjoys on Area 10 would simply be transferred to this new area, which, from a standpoint of value received, we believe is a better parcel because, first of all, it is closer to the stadium. As you can see, it's almost adjacent to the stadium. It also is a larger parcel than Area 10. And in terms of fixing valuation, we determined valuation simply by land sale. Both of these parties are both of these parcels are landlocked. In effect, the city could not develop anything on the waterworks without the permission of the state of Wisconsin because the state of Wisconsin holds the rights to a piece of land along 44th Street. City of Milwaukee certainly controls the right-of-way on 44th, but the state controls an additional strip of land, which we have traditionally crossed in order to access the waterworks. But in essence, in order to sell this property to anyone other than or to allow it to be used by anyone other than the stadium through the state's auspices would not likely occur because we wouldn't be able to transfer the land free of that title impediment. Likewise, Area 10 is landlocked. There is no access from National Avenue, and there can be no access from National Avenue because, as you know, National Avenue, West National Avenue, is a very highly trafficked intersection at its intersection with Miller Parkway South right here. And there is a right turn lane here, so significant amount of traffic. Matter of fact, as Patrick Bartling will point out later, the traffic is so significant that it's created a real issue for their employees who are parking south of National Avenue, one of the reasons why they wanted to use this as parking. So if you go to the north of the site, it's also impacted by the fact that all of this is state-owned land. So there is no access to Area 10 without permission from the state of Wisconsin. And that's why we felt it made some sense for us to trade the parcels to effectuate the best possible business deal for all parties concerned. And we believe, in terms of presenting this to Milwaukee County, that you will be getting a larger tract of land in the waterworks parcel than you currently enjoy in Area 10, and a more valuable piece because it is closer to Miller Park. This is, of course, under the unlikely and hopefully never to be exercised option that this land would revert back to any other owner than the stadium district. Now, to valuation, which I brought up earlier, all of the sites that I showed you earlier in this area, the Menominee Valley Industrial Center, have been sold at approximately $120,000 per acre. And that includes sewer and water. Obviously, it has all of those things are serviced by as part of the agreement and the stormwater management piece. This site lacks all of those, of course. And that's why we came up with an approximately 3-acre site. We took the $120,000, did the math, and then subtracted about $60,000 for lack of right-of-way access. And that's how we came to valuation on the parcel. And now what I'd like to do is have Patrick take over and talk a little bit about his company that he works for, a great Milwaukee manufacturer that is really part of our industrial legacy. And I'll let him go through some slides and talk about Area 10, what they want to do with it, and we will then probably conclude, obviously, with some questions from the committee, Madam Chair. This is pictures that were taken on a recent visit to P&H by Mayor Barrett, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Patrick Bartling from P&H Mining. He's Vice President of Global Operations.
Thanks, Rocky. Hopefully everyone can hear me. Thank you for your time this morning. As Rocky mentioned, probably most of you know us as Harnischweger. We've been around since 1884. We were founded in Milwaukee, and we've been on our present site since 1904. So these are pictures of our employees, and we're very proud of them. This is really a Milwaukee legacy. I mean, we have third, fourth, and fifth generation families that have worked at Harnischweger since the start in 1884. We occupy a facility right now that's about 42 acres, 1.5 million square feet under roof. We have another facility south of National Avenue on Orchard Street, which is another 300,000 square feet. We employ, as Rocky mentioned, about 1,300 people in the Milwaukee area. At National Avenue, we're at about 900 and growing, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So we've been a fixture at the west end of the Menominee Valley for years, and hope to be there for years to come. We are growing very rapidly. We anticipate hiring in excess of 200 people over the next year and a half. Right now, if I could find 28 welders, I'd be really happy, but I'm struggling a bit. This is a picture of Area 10 off to the right. Our buildings are to the left, as you can see. Area 10, unfortunately, is an area that doesn't have access, and consequently, it's not being maintained by anyone. We use a little bit of it to the west of our building as parking today, but it's an area that's been neglected, and if anyone's ever traveled south on or north on Miller Parkway, right off National, it's unfortunately sort of an eyesore. So our proposal is to gain access to this land and put in a really state-of-the-art parking facility, which we'll show you in a minute. Again, a few more pictures of what it looks like today. It's just unfortunately not accessible and not usable the way it is, and you know, our anticipation is that we can change that hopefully in the very near future. So here's the proposal. Here's the architectural rendering. It's well developed. We've been meeting with lighting architects. I had an early morning meeting with them this morning. We're going to spend in excess of about $2.5 million on this site. We are moving with We Energy's help power lines. That'll be $1 million just to do that, unfortunately, and bury them in the ground. And then the parking structure, which will include, a monument here, which is an old shovel that we're going to put on the corner so that everyone knows what we do. It's all planned for this area. So it's really a great design. We're very excited about it. One of the things it's going to do for us is, Rocky had mentioned, we park a number of our employees, about 230 right now, south of National Avenue on a lot that we own. And over the last 3 years, we've had 6 very serious accidents, people crossing. What happens is, especially in the winter months, when people are coming and leaving in the evening and it's dark, people coming west on National Avenue, there's kind of a slight rise as you get to our property. Many people run those lights, and we've had, you know, as I said, 6 accidents, a couple almost fatal. The last one we had was about 3 months ago, where one of our employees came out, guy ran the light, hit him, threw him up over the front of the car, crashed, broke the windshield, and then the guy rolled off and the guy took off. So, I mean, it's really a very hazardous situation for us. So our desire is to exit that piece of property in the future, move forward with this. These are just some renderings of what it's going to look like. The shovel's a little out of scale, but won't be quite that large, but they are big pieces of equipment. But it's really, this is actually Miller Parkway right here. And if you can visualize what it is today, which is an overgrown mess with a dilapidated fence, you know, we're going to do some really nice things with it. This is what it's going to look like next to our building in the future versus what you saw just a few pictures ago. A little more detail here. We have worked with the city, and we've come up with a bioswell approach like they used at the Patch property, which will allow us to have adequate runoff from the surface lot. So, again, it really blends in with the whole concept of what's happening in the Menominee Valley area. You know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make this as green as we possibly can for an industrial site. So a lot of, we feel, really award-winning features that are going to be put into this parking structure. A lot of lighting. I met this morning, as I mentioned. Most of the lighting out here will be LED lighting, so it's going to be very environmentally friendly. We're very active in the Urban Ecology Center, which is almost right next to us on 39th Street. So one of our guys is on the board as well as the Planning Commission. So our view is to blend right in with the Menominee Valley as we move forward with this parking structure, and then as we butt up against the Hank Aaron Trail to redo that whole thing. Just to give you some numbers, in the last year we've spent about $15 to $20 million on our site. We've torn two buildings down. We're in the process of looking at additional building removal because some of these are very old. We will spend next year in excess of $50 million in new equipment and new structures. I think another very important concept to understand is we're a large manufacturer, but our supply chain is very local. So there's a number of Milwaukee companies that we buy from. So our annual spend in the Milwaukee area is about $60 million in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. So people like Monarch, people like Rexnord, people like Maynard Steel are our primary suppliers, and we spend a lot of money, which creates a lot of jobs for them also. And I think we're back to where we were, Rocky, so I'll hand it back over to you and answer any questions.
So I think in conclusion, at least for the presentation, I think it's a grand opportunity when we look at this company, which, as we know, is a legacy company. It made a decision to stay here. It obviously has global footprint. It has manufacturing facilities elsewhere. It took what is probably over a 100-year-old facility in certain places and decided to invest a significant amount of money. When I went down to P&H with the mayor to find out what it was that they needed in terms of growth, this is what came out of that, is that they needed this room to do this expansion, which, of course, is going to have a beautiful public impact as well. And I think that in this instance, this is an ideal situation where government can work and work effectively. This couldn't have been done with the private parties because you have the interest of the county represented, the city, the state, the VA, all of these players. And we served as the broker simply because we had the waterworks parcel, and that made sense for us to lead on the transaction. But I think it's a great intergovernmental cooperation and success story, and my hope is that the committee will see it that way and vote this forward to the full board of supervisors. I thank you very much for the time you gave us this morning for the presentation. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Before we get to questions, could you just briefly describe what approvals you still need at this point, what you've gotten from the VA, et cetera? I know it went to the item went to a City Milwaukee committee
Yes. Last
Friday, I believe, correct? Thursday or Friday, and that was approved.
Yes.
I know that we've sent it to Corporation Council. They've signed off on it. I've asked Mr. Boltman to review it. He's supportive of it. I know the county executive is. But as far as the VA, the Brewers, and the City of Milwaukee, could you briefly describe where you are in that process?
The Milwaukee Common Council will vote tomorrow morning on this. It was voted forward without objection from the Zoning and Neighborhood Development Committee, which is the committee that the city heard it at. And as I said, we'll hopefully be passed tomorrow morning at the Common Council meeting. The agreements on all of the land transactions have been escrowed already with the Milwaukee Brewers, with the Stadium District, with the State of Wisconsin's Department of Transportation, and the State of Wisconsin's Department of Administration. The VA was in final signature right now, and then, of course, if the county moves this forward, we would like to close as soon as possible. So to the timing, essentially, the council votes tomorrow morning, and then the last governmental body that would take action on it would be the Milwaukee County Board, subsequent to assuming that this could move forward from committee today. And I want to add as well that we're very thankful for the county's participation in this, and obviously you haven't voted yet, but with the hope that you would vote it forward. And the work that's been done by Corp Counsel, by Damon Dorsey, yourself, Supervisor DeBruin, in terms of reaching out to get more detail. We do realize that procedurally you like to have committee look at something as informational and then move it forward. And I believe that at this point, I would hope that we could move it forward today based on the timing of moving all of this and not allowing those agreements, which are in escrow, to lapse. So that's the time. Does that answer the question on the timing?
Absolutely. And the bottom line is that the county is really the last governmental entity that would be signing off on it. And if there was any issues with the city, we'd certainly know that before. But so far, all the entities, as well as Miller Park, which from our perspective was, at least mine originally, was important to know because of the original intent of the county giving the land was because of the covenants with Miller Park, and they actually prefer this site, the waterworks site. So that's very appropriate. This is before us as an action item, and that's, I'd hope that normally in the normal process we'd have something come as informational, then supervisors would have time to ask or have, a month or so to deal with questions, but obviously this one is on a little bit of a faster track, and that's why we met with the Mr. Marcou and some of the other staff in the city, and I and our staff, as well as Corporation Counsel, Mr. Dorsey, Mr. Dillman, and the county executive staff met to try and make sure that all the pieces were in place so that this committee, assuming that they were willing to move forward, at least would have all the internal processes in place, which is why you have the Corp Counsel sign up, et cetera, before it comes to this. So with that, I'll open it up for questions. Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't really have any questions. I just, I live in the neighborhood where PH Mining is located, and so I've seen the workers trying to hustle across the street during peak hours. But that crosswalk is really just not ideal at all. But more than that, I also know what a strong impact PH Mining has in our neighborhood. And so I don't know anywhere else in Milwaukee right now where you can drive down the street and see happy hour starts at 6 a.m. and goes to noon and then starts again. and have another shift, and that just kind of shows you the deep impact, that this company has in this neighborhood. In addition to that, I sit on the Friends of the Hank Aaron State Trail with Walton Weedman from PNH Mining, and he is a trooper. And he actually started the crew that goes out and cleans, and he worked with Miller Compressing and got them, vests and everything. You can see them out there during their lunch hours when they're picking up garbage. And it's really just a strong, strong impact. And so I'm extremely supportive of this deal, and I would like to move through the Madam Chair. Thank you.
Any other questions by committee members? All right. Mr. Boltman, I did ask you to review this. I'm assuming you are supportive of it.
I recommend that the action for the item be approved.
Okay. Well, when there's no questions and everyone's silent, that's actually a good thing. So let's vote on the item. There's a motion to approve by Supervisor Roma West.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Vote is 7-0. This item is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.